Well, I heard about this young lady in Bozeman, and she's the president of the Gallatin Valley Turning Point Activism Hub. Apparently only 17 years old. She's a senior at Liberty Online Academy. And I heard about this young lady, and she had found out that the schools in Bozeman were not doing the Pledge of Allegiance every day. So instead of just complaining about it, apparently she decided to do something about it. Lauren Galifon is now with us from Bozeman on the phone lines. Lauren, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So 17 years old, senior at Liberty Online Academy. You're president of the Gallatin Valley Turning Point Activism Hub. First off, tell us what the Turning Point Activism Hub is all about and what all you've been up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a chapter of Turning Point USA. And for those who don't know, Turning Point USA is a 501c3 nonprofit. And we were founded by Charlie Kirk in 2012. Basically, our mission is to identify, educate, train, and organize students to promote the principles of freedom, free markets, and limited government. And so we're just a chapter of the national organization, and we meet twice a month at Black Bull Golf Club.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk, of course, incredible. We've had him on the show before. I remember where he and Candace Owens and crew were at Montana State University just a few years ago for their for the big campus clash event. But yeah, just one of the leading conservative activist organizations in the country. So it's really cool to see that you're working on the ground with young people in Bozeman, especially with as blue as Bozeman has become lately here. So you're kind of really in ground zero in the fight for freedom in Montana, because you know Gallatin County used to be conservative leaning, and now a lot of outsiders came in pre-pandemic and pushed it to the left.
Yeah, absolutely. Bozeman is definitely very blue, but you know, we're fighting the culture war to try to change that.
Yeah, that's great. So you had found out, I guess, first off, tell us how you got involved in trying to make sure that the Pledge of Allegiance was being said in our schools. How did you first find out that the pledge wasn't being said in the schools, and what prompted you to take some action?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually all started with Montfortin School, which is a smaller school district in Bozeman. I have two siblings that attend there, and my mom actually found out that the pledge wasn't being said there. And so she emailed their principal and got that changed. And then it got me thinking, because I'm a former Bozeman High student, and I remembered the pledge only being said once a week at Bozeman High. So I reached out to a couple of my friends that go to both of the high schools here, and I found out that they were still only saying the Pledge of Allegiance once a week, even though House Bill 543 was passed and signed into law back in July, I believe, which makes it law that all of the public schools, K through 12, have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Yeah, well, that's huge. So it's law. You know, one thing that I know Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson, has been doing, and she's partnered up with our friend George Blacker. George Blacker was for a time the vice commander for the American Legion here in the state, and he joins us on the radio from time to time. He'll fill in for me on the show, but the American Legion and Elsie Arnson, they teamed up to start getting an American flag on the wall in every or posted in every classroom in the state. And you know, and that's also required by state law. I mean, they give some exceptions or some, they give them an out, but they said, hey, let's just start donating these American flags to classrooms. So then if their excuse is, well, we can't afford it, or we just don't have one, well, here you go, here's one, put it up there. And so, but yeah, let's get back to the Pledge of Allegiance as well. We have got to start instilling this sense of patriotism. There's a concern that too much anti-American propaganda makes its way into the books that get bought and into the propaganda that's out there. So let's start instilling more of this American patriotism, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's really important to have the Pledge of Allegiance in our schools, because patriotism is so on the decline in the United States. And I think, you know, when students say the Pledge of Allegiance, they're acknowledging the freedom and the values, and also everybody who's died and fought for that flag.
And part of it, too, is do you feel like right now it's needed now more than ever because of mask mandates and this threat of vaccine mandates, that We need that daily reminder of what this country is really all about and the freedom that this country is all about.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So you find it. So you start, you're talking with friends, you're just 17 years old in Bozeman, and you're realizing, like, look, they're not following the law that says they're supposed to be doing the Pledge of Allegiance. So anyway, I understand that you've actually been successful in some of your efforts. You've turned things around thanks to your work with Turning Point USA.
Yeah, absolutely. So once I found out that the Pledge of Allegiance was not being said every day, I first emailed the principal of Gallatin High School. I got a positive response from her, and then I think 2 days later, I emailed the principal of Bozeman High, and the following Monday, actually, the Pledge of Allegiance was being said every day.
That's incredible. Well, great job. And what would your message be to folks listening elsewhere across the state to say, hey, give them the playbook for what they need to do to make sure that this is happening in their schools as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would just recommend that, find out whether you're, attending a school or whether you're the parent or grandparent of somebody in school. Find out if the pledge is being said every day, because that is now required by law. And if it's not, send an email to the principal or to the administrators and, put a link in with the law, because it's very clearly laid out. It's one page. It's easy to read. So, just take action.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I would add to that, too, if that school or that classroom needs a flag, needs an American flag in there, get a hold of our friends at the American Legion and or get a hold of the superintendent of public instruction, Elsie Arnson's office, and they'll get you a flag, because they've been having folks donate money or donate flags to make sure that every classroom has that American flag. Lauren Golifon, an honor to talk with you. Thanks for what you're doing. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
I would just like to tell people, get involved. Politics is so important, and organizations like Turning Point USA, we're really helping the younger generation get involved. So, to everyone, just get involved.